This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting the Ponies on the Bet Rivers Network.
All right, it's your early April edition of Betting the Ponies right here on the Bet Rivers Network. Monzo and Malusis, three big Kentucky Derby prep races, Moose. And a few weeks ago, I said the Tampa Bay Derby to me feels like the beginning of spring. You said the beginning of the Wood Memorial. This first weekend in April really has that spring feel. You have opening day for the Yankees at the stadium. You have earthquakes in the tri-state area.
Yeah.
Spring is here.
Spring, right. No doubt. I didn't even feel it. You texted me, or I texted you. A buddy of mine called me. Donna was at mass with my kids on Friday at 10:23. I think it went down. I was going from I think I was at CVS, and I didn't even feel it. I don't know why I didn't feel. I feel now I missed out. Like I didn't feel anything shaking or nothing going on. Well, I feel things shaking, but just not with the earthquake.
I was in my garage. I thought my kids were jumping up and down in their rooms. I'm like, God, they're maniacs. They're going to go through the freaking ceiling.
Well, I know. Thank God everything's okay. Got a call from the federal government that we did have an earthquake. It was fell from epicenter was in Jersey, fell from Philly to Boston, 4.8 magnitude earthquake. That's a pretty big quake on the East Coast.
Epicenter, great horse.
Epicenter, no doubt. Very good horse.
We are going to start. We got the Santa Anita Derby. We've got the Bluegrass at Keeneland and the Wood Memorial. Three gigantic.
Spring is sprung.
Three gigantic prep races with a lot of points on the line, a lot of implications going in to the Kentucky Derby. And we'll give you a bonus. There's a lot of stakes races this weekend, so we'll throw you a best bet bonus pick. I don't know Moose's. He doesn't know mine. So anywhere in the country where there's a stakes race, one of us will pick a surprise one, and hopefully that horse comes in. I hope we're on the same horse in the same race. That'd be funny. A lot of races to pick from, be great odds if we have the same horse. So we're going to start at Santa Anita Derby, race 10 on Saturday, a mile and an eighth on the dirt. And before we went on, I said, man, this is not a great race. And it really, it's not. I mean, it kind of goes through imagination. The Tory Baffert, a horse that I really don't think is all that special, is a good horse, certainly better than a lot of this field. And you look up and down the field, they got Stronghold, who's been okay, cross-entered in other races, Winstock, okay, DeSuto, McVeigh. Not the strongest edition of the Santa Anita Derby we've seen. Watch the Kentucky Derby winner come out of this race. But anyway.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, it really isn't. There's some really well-bred horses in this race. I mean, McVeigh, out of Constitution, out of a Union or Eggs mare, they spent $1.25 million. You mentioned the morning line favorite, Imagination. They spent a tat under $1.1 million on Imagination as a yearling. Into Mischief, we know how red hot of a sire that he is. So that's kind of where we stand right now, looking at this Santa Anita Derby, is that there's some really well-bred horses, but doesn't necessarily mean that they've been brilliant on the racetrack. I mean, you understand why Imagination is 8-5. It's Baffert. It's Dottori, mentioned it, out of Into Mischief, coming out of the win in the San Felipe, showed, a lot of guts down the lane to hold on and win that race by a head, was, not odds on, but was the favorite that day. You have to have and hope that that horse takes a little bit of a step back. I'm going to go, I was between a couple horses in this race. I don't really love, just to be kind of open and honest with everybody, I don't really love anything in this race. I really don't. I think the race goes through the four. And it's hard to bet against Baffert in the Santa Anita Derby out in Southern California. It really is. I mean, unless you just like losing money, especially when you're looking at big races and especially when you're looking at three-year-olds. With all that being said, I'm going to go to the 7, written by Hector Berrios, John Sheriff's Trains, Son of Constitution. The workouts, the last two workouts, and the last one on March 29th, I mean, to go 5 furlongs in 59, best out of 129 that day, that shows me that the horse is really feeling good about himself. You know, buyer speed figures are on the ascend, 43, 77, 84, 86, 5-1 on the morning line, finished third in the San Felipe when Imagination won that race on March the 3rd at Santa Anita. I'm going to go on a little bit of a projection here and taking a shot with the 7 McVeigh, in the Santa Anita Derby. Like it, don't love it. You know, beer and pizza money kind of a wager. But I do think he has every right to improve based on the breeding. And I think the workouts show you that he's tight and ready to go on Saturday in the Derby.
Yeah, we're both picking McVeigh at 5-1 on the morning line. And actually, some of the things I like are things you didn't mention. If you look at some of the last races, a lot of issues, 5 wide, 2 back, set it out of the gate, last out on the debut, 7 wide, 5 to 7 lengths wide. So a lot of issues the first couple of races. Now, if they get this horse right, breaks cleanly, isn't forced entirely wide, seems to be moving in the right direction, Constitution, Florida Derby winner. Now, John Sheriff's hasn't won anything this meet at Santa Anita. I mean, 1 for 33 or whatever it is. But Berrios has done a good job winning at 20%. I think the connections are solid. They paid a fortune for this horse. If everything goes right and this horse doesn't have a trouble trip, you know, I think we're looking at some value at 5-1 with a good horse and a field that isn't spectacular. So that's kind of my reasoning. You mentioned the workouts. I think that makes a lot of sense as well. So a lot of things to like at 5-1. Now, you said it's a projection. It might be. I might be looking for reasons to bet this horse, but I think the reasons are valid. So I'm going to take a shot. McVeigh is my top pick. You know, I looked at Winstock. It's just nothing really there that really popped. Stronghold, 5-2 on the morning line. Cross entered another race. A lot of early speed. Ran well in the Sunland Derby. Okay, didn't do too much for me, especially at that price. Didn't think it was worthy of being 5-2 against this field in what I think is a pretty wide open race. So McVeigh, my top pick, and yours as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with the 7-4. I can't go with Winstock. Tasudo is just way too slow. EJ won the cup, 15-1 on the morning line. There's every reason why it's 15-1 on the morning line. I think the other one that's interesting would be the 3 Stronghold, Phil D'Amato, the trainee, second race off the layoff, 2 workouts ago, pretty impressive, trained on the synthetic out in Santa Anita last on April the 1st. You know how I like the buyer speed figures on the ascent they are in his last 4 races. That'd be the other one at 5-2 on the morning line, a Son of Ghost Zapper out of a Jimmy Creed mare. That would be the other one I'd use. So I'm going to go 7-4-3 in the Santa Anita Derby.
One of the great meets, I think, in racing is the Keeneland Spring Meet. Starts on the Friday. Now we are going full speed ahead with the Bluegrass, the Toyota Bluegrass, Grade 1, 1 1/8 miles. Winners Zandon won this race. Oh, Doolahan won this race. Some really quality horses Zandon have won this race in the past.
What a money burner.
Who was that?
What a Zandon. Money burner Zandon was for me.
Yeah, that was a wrong
absolute
one.
Money burner.
Well, fortunately, you know, the Breeders' Cup did it in for all of us.
Oh, my God. That was it, finally.
So I think this field is solid. It's I think out of the 3 prep races, I think this is the best race in terms of finding some value, hitting a good exacta, hitting a good trifecta, all the way to the outside. The 10-horse Sierra Leone, who you picked in the Risen Star, you know, it sets up nicely here. 2-1 on the morning line. Gaff Leone, Chad Brown, Just a Touch, your runner-up in the Gotham, 7-2 on the morning line. Dornock, who benefited from about 1,000 scratches in the Fountain of Youth, is 3-1 on the morning line. So a good race and some other good horses. BU, 8-1 on the morning line for Pletcher. Epic Ride, all the way to the outside, and Encino, Flavian Pratt, you can't count him out at 12-1. So I think this is a pretty quality, you know, race. I don't know how great the field is, but as far as a betting race and a prep race, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good deep race. I agree with you. Unless you think Sierra Leone is a freak, They spent $2.3 million on him, son of Gunrunner. Chad Brown, Tyler Gaffleone, 71, 91, 90 buyer speed figure. But you got to look at the last two races. One came on a muddy track in the Remsen, lost that race to Dornock by a nose, and then was, you know, 5-2, just a tad above on a sloppy racetrack at the fairgrounds and won the Risen Star. So I didn't check the weather forecast out in Keeneland on Saturday. I don't think rain is in the forecast. If it is, I think it'll certainly help Sierra Leone. Her wet rating, his wet rating, I should say, is 464. It's impressive. So if there is a, moisture in the track, I think Sierra Leone's going to benefit from it. I went away, even though I was on him in the Risen Star. I went away from him in the Bluegrass, and I didn't go with Dornock either, who's coming out of a victory in the Fountain of Youth, in which, you know, there was a ton of scratches that day, but and the workouts have been impressive too for Danny Gargan and Luis Saez. I landed on the six just a touch for Brad Cox and Florent Giroux. The reason why is, you know, you look at the last race in the Gotham, and it was, now listen, same thing can ring true. Son of Justify has caught two tracks, both of them being sloppy, one at the fairgrounds and one at Aqueduct. However, I don't necessarily think is a product of it. And I'm getting a little bit better of a price too. So even though, and if you like Sierra Leone in the Bluegrass, I don't blame you. I really don't. I think he's really talented, and I think he could easily win the race. I went into this one coming out of a race where in the Gotham was 6-7 wide in the race. You mentioned in the last race when we were talking about the Santa Anita Derby having a little bit of trouble. 7-2 on the morning line. Florent Giroux, Brad Cox. We've had success with Brad Cox in the Bluegrass before, where his horses have run well. That's where I landed on the 6 at 7-2.
Well, that's 2 for 2. We're on the same horse. And, you know, what's funny is when we were breaking down the Gotham, you know, last month, we both were kind of like puzzled why this horse is going to be favored going into that race. And I think we saw why that horse was favored going into the race. Now, Deterministic ran a tremendous race, battled down the stretch, going to be favored in the Wood Memorial. That's part of the reason. I think Just a Touch lost to maybe the best three-year-old going right now, Deterministic, who we'll talk about next race. 7 wide in that race, battled with El Grandeo, who's run in every race, continues to run. A lot of foundation, as our buddy Brad Thomas would say. You know, has a lot of early speed, has some kick in this, you know, early game here. You talked about Brad Cox and Florent Giroux. They're, you know, willingness to run these races and to win at Keeneland is one of their things. I think when I think of Florent Giroux, I think of those Kentucky tracks. And, you know, to me, here's what I know. I know Sierra Leone. I'm not going to say a one-trick pony, but, you know, we know he's coming well off the pace. Like, that's his game. You know, he needs the perfect setup. I don't know if that there's going to be that speed duel up front. I don't know if this horse is a freak. I don't know if this horse can win on a fast turf, on fast dirt. I do think he ran a hell of a race last out. And, you know, beat Catching Freedom, who I picked in the Louisiana Derby and ran that race. So Sierra Leone, I think, is going to run a big race. But because of the price and I think the setup of the race, I think Just a Touch is going to be sitting mid-pack and is going to battle down the stretch. And Sierra Leone is just going to be coming flying late. And we'll see who gets there. I think Dornock, there's a lot of speed in this race. It'll be very tricky, I think, for Dornock to make. It would be a hell of a performance for Dornock to go to the lead, fend off some of these speed horses, and pull away. I don't see it. I don't see it in this race. So Just a Touch, my top pick. I'm going to play that 6-10 exacta. Not overly pricey, but I think they're the two best horses in this race.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to use Sierra Leone all over the place. I really am. Another horse I'd be interested in using, we're going to go all the way out to the outside, is another Brad Cox trainee, and that is Encino at 12-1 on the morning line. Coming out of synthetic races, out of Turfway Park. Son of Nyquist, out of a Godolphin homebred. I don't know. I think when you look at the Battaglia, I thought it was pretty impressive. And I think the fact that Flavian Pratt hops on a board tells you a little something. I don't think he can win the race. I would not be surprised if he severely outruns his odds at 12-1 on the morning line. I'm going to use the 12, but you and I are on the same combination. It's the old 6-10, as Harvey Pack would say, in the bluegrass on Saturday out at Keeneland.
Moving on to the Wood Memorial, the top of the stretch here for us. Grade 2 event. Used to be a grade 1, downgraded to a grade 2, and everyone understood that. A mile and an eighth on the aqueduct dirt. Historically, Moose, the Kentucky Derby winner does not come out of this race.
No, it does not. Well, it's been dropped down. I mean, it's no longer a grade 1. It's now a grade 2. The purse is $750,000. I mean, the days of the Wood Memorial being as meaningful as it once was are unfortunately long gone for us native tri-staters.
Now, granted, when it was a grade 1, great horses did win this race. Frosted comes to mind as the winner of the Memorial. So still a big race going into this, and you're going to see at least a handful of these horses in the Kentucky Derby. El Grande O, a three-year-old who's run 11 times. Love that. Deterministic, running for the third time, winner of the Gotham in the Slop, outran Just a Touch. Bullet workout after bullet workout for Clement Rosario. Should get, hopefully, fast dirt here to run on. Ran really well on the fast dirt in Saratoga. Came out in the Gotham in the Slop, ran exceptionally well as well. Hopefully I say well a few more times. The 9-horse, Tuscan Sky, 4-1 on the morning line for Todd Pletcher. Owned by Spendrift, another really good horse. So I think a pretty good field here. Deterministic, in my opinion, clearly is the best horse. But I got to be honest with you. There are times that I say this a lot. I say I'm going to bet a horse at good odds because I think this is when I can get him. And I haven't bet him before. I'm picking the 2 El Grande O in this race. You know, I know what I'm getting with this horse.
Wow.
I know I'm getting a lot of effort. I know he's versatile. I know he can come off the pace. I know he can be on the pace. I know he can rate. I know I'm dealing with a horse who's run against good horses, and I know he's going to battle down the stretch. My concern in this race, first off, Linda Rice is 5-for-5 right now at Aqua. That's insane. I mean, I know. Look, there are going to be races that happen today and whatever, and this is being taped on Friday, so things could change, but she has her horses. We all know how great she has her horses ready to go. My concern is the jockey change. You know, Dylan Davis is obviously a trustworthy rider. He's been good. You know, in a race like this, I'm a little concerned, you know, the debut. But I think I know what this horse is. I love the price. I think he's going to run his heart out. And I think it would be phenomenal for Linda to get a horse who overrun 12 times at this point into the Kentucky Derby. So I'm rooting for this horse. I'm betting on El Grande O. I'm not going to call it my best bet of the day. I think Just a Touch is, but this will be the one that I'm rooting for the most.
Yeah, I love him. I mean, listen, I love El Grande O, just not in this race. I think he's going to finish in the money. I do. I just don't think he's winning the race. If he didn't win the Withers when he had a 3-length lead at a mile and eighth on a sloppy track with a wet rating of 415 with Carmouche aboard and got run down by Uncle Heavy, a race that I've gone back and watched 8 times where I was on El Grande O that day and was 4-1, I just can't back him. I respect you. Like I respect your racing opinion. I can't hop on board. I think he's a really hard knocking, honest 3-year-old out of Take Charge Indy. That's honest. He's going to give you a good run. He's going to lay it all out on the line. I just don't think he's talented enough. So I'm not going to go with El Grande O. I think the horses, listen, sometimes, you know, you got to kiss, right? I'm not talking about loved ones or whatever it might be, right? You got to keep it simple, stupid. I think the most talented horse in the race is the 7-5 morning line favorite, and that is Deterministic. We loved him in the Gotham. We're not going to get nearly 4-1 that day that we had that day. That was a good day on March the 2nd. Unfortunately, we're not going to get that price. They like him a lot. And they should. He's really talented. They talked about it. If you watched him, you know, in the paddock before the Gotham, strapping, clearly, obviously looks different as a 3-year-old than he did as a 2-year-old. Has never lost 2-for-2. Distance is not going to be an issue. Going from a mile to a mile and an eighth. Liam's Map out of a Spitestown mare. The turn of foot that he showed in the Gotham in the lane, I thought was really impressive. I thought the agility that he showed as well and how Rosario was able to handle him to be able to dart to the inside to finish off his run You don't see a lot of that in three-year-olds either. So that's where I'm on. I'm on the four at 7-5 on the morning line. I know it's not the sexiest pick in the world. I'll give you a horse underneath that I like a little bit. And I got to go back to my old Bill Mott, John Velasquez, Resilience, the 6-1 on the morning line. Coming out of the Risen Star, finished fourth that day, beaten by 3.5 lengths, was nearly 17-1. That was the Sierra Leone race. We're seeing Sierra Leone obviously run in the bluegrass out of Keeneland on Saturday. But took a while for this horse to kind of find himself. The workouts at Payson, a really heavy training track, is really impressive. I don't think Mott's throwing this horse in this race, just throwing darts up against the wall. We know that. That's kind of, you know, I think he believes his horse has got a shot and it's improving, and he is. And you're getting 6-1 on the morning line. I'm going to use Resilience underneath. I'm going to use El Grande O, the 2 underneath as well, because, you know, we both like him and respect him. And I think you got to use the 9 Tuscan Sky, who's a talented 3-year-old, one of your favorites, Vino Rosso, for Todd Pletcher and Manny Franco, for, as you mentioned, Spendthrift Farm. But I'm going into the race rooting for Deterministic. I'm going to be betting Deterministic. I don't think we're going to get 7-5. I think we're probably going to get even money. He's really talented, and I hope the son of Liam's, Matt, puts on an absolute show Saturday at Aqueduct.
No, without a shadow of a doubt, he's the horse to beat in this race. It would be stunning to me. God willing, he comes out of the race healthy and loses. You know, he's the best horse, talent-wise, connections-wise, has an amazing rider, and I think will certainly benefit from the mile and an eighth. Just a lot of things play out. My betting is basically based on the odds. I'm looking for a little bit of value in this race. I'm certainly going to connect Deterministic in every bet. Going to probably key him on top as well. But as a win bet, horse I'm rooting for, El Grande. It's time for a bonus pick.
Yeah.
A lot of stakes races this weekend all over the United States. From Keeneland to Aqueduct to Oaklawn to Tampa. If we sat here and broke down each one, we have a 5-hour podcast for you, and we certainly want to, you know, not do that to you. We'll give these picks out on Twitter and wherever else we can put them out. So Moose, you're up first. We'll give one stakes pick, or really, if you want to bet an allowance race, that's up to you as well. Give it to us. Who do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the 8th race, Aqueduct, Wood undercard, 258 post time, the grade 3 Gazelle, mile and an eighth for fillies, for 3-year-old fillies. The purse is 200K. I'm going to go with the 5 Life Talk, Rapoli Stable, Todd Pletcher, Carmouche hops on a board. Second race off the layoff. I think Life Talk showed you a year ago up at Saratoga and clearly into the fall as well, running in the Frisette, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, the Demoiselle. Where she won odds on, has been well backed in pretty much each and every one of her races. But this is an old Monzo special. There is an equipment change, and the blinkers are going on. Life Talk, the 3-year-old filly out of Gunrunner on Saturday, and she's 3-1 on the morning line. Maybe we get 5-2. Maybe we get close to 3-1. But my best bet of the day, outside of the 3 Derby prep races, I'm going to go with the 5 Life Talk, 3-1 on the morning line in the grade 3 Gazelle, the 8th race at Aqueduct.
Race 7 at Keeneland, in a word that I always have trouble with, the Appalachian.
Wait, did you one of those say words. Appalachian?
Yeah. It's spelled weird. I've never said it correctly referring to the race of the mountains. So it's
the Appalachian.
The Appalachian. I have no idea. I've never said this word correctly.
That is great. That just made my day. That is great.
Like you with the Hambletonian, you know?
Yes.
There's certain words that get you. That's Appalachian true. Or Appalachian. It just gets me every time.
It's Hambo Day.
Right. So anyway, in this race, which is the 7th mile on the Keeneland dirt, Keeneland turf, I should say, I really do like the 10 Pounce for Mark Cassie, Javier Castellano. What I like, 3-1 on the morning line, is the versatility. We've seen this horse on the lead. We've seen this horse close. We've seen this horse just rate. And I think there's not an overwhelming amount of speed in this race. And Castellano is just going to sit pretty, sit a length off, rate off the top leaders. And this horse consistently finds ways to hit the finish line. The only race he didn't was at Turfway Park, you know, and we don't, you know, that, you know, different rider, different circumstances. This horse has gotten better on the turf. It's gotten better with distance. You know, trying Keeneland for the first time. A lot of horses here are trying Keeneland for the first time, so I don't think that makes much of a difference. Pounce, 3-1 on the morning line, my top pick in the Appalachian.
I like it. I'm going to be all over Pounce in the Appalachian.
There you go. Question for you. Will Cody Rhodes finish the story this weekend?
Oh, that's a good one. I can't wait for WrestleMania this weekend. I know I'm not – now, listen, I'm not as much – I'm not – I don't follow it as much as you do, but whenever –
it's WrestleMania. Everybody watches WrestleMania.
No, but yeah, but I'm going to be watching this weekend. I can't wait. You got the Final Four this weekend. You got WrestleMania Saturday. You got WrestleMania on Sunday. Like, I can't sit back.
I know. I'm surprised that Peacock's in the budget for you, to be honest.
Barely. It's barely. We're gonna have a passcode
for Peacock.
Well, that's exactly. Thank you very much. Thanks. Do I sound like that? I get it from all angles. I got it from my wife Donna this morning. Now I'm getting it from my best friend Brian Mondo. So thank you. I appreciate that. I get it all over the place. I don't. My gut is yes. He finishes the story. Do you think he finishes the story?
I think yes last year. So I don't. You know. You never know. Now the Rock's involved. You never know.
Is Rock now going to be a full-time wrestler?
No, I think after WrestleMania, we won't see him for a while. He's just on the board of TKO, so he got himself involved.
Oh, okay.
So he's
no, but it's great because him on the mic, he's the best wrestler ever on the mic.
Well, here's the problem is they you know, he's working heel, which it means you're bad guy if you're a wrestling person. But his heel stuff is so good that people like it. So it's hard at this stage to like cheer against The Rock. You know, he tries to get heat, but he's great at it. So he's a great actor.
What about when they start playing his music? Do you smell what The Rock is cooking? And the explosion in the crowd is insane.
Now he's got a new character, the final boss. It's been very well done.
It's been great. Like, give Triple H a ton of credit.
He saved the company. Let's be honest. As far as the wrestling story,
he has saved the company. There's no doubt about it. He's been fantastic.
Like everything else, you know, things change as far as what the fans want and how people are built. And, you know, he's done a great job.
So, he's done an amazing job.
Best of luck. We got McVay, Just a Touch, El Grande O for me in the wood. You have Deterministic.
I have Deterministic in the wood. Right. And Life Talk in the Gazelle. And next week, there'll be a new addition to the podcast.
Oh, what's that?
I can't talk about right now. That I'll let you know. That can't let the audience know because it's transpiring this weekend.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
Whatever that is. not expecting. I didn't know it.
No, she's not. No, she's not. No, she's not expected.
Kept this one a secret?
No, I got this one a secret.
That's usually my trick.
I know. I understand. All of a sudden, I'm getting a text from Monzo of a picture of you guys in Disney and Jade is holding her belly. So there's another one.
All right, listen, everybody. Best of luck this weekend.
Like and subscribe. We love you guys. Thank you for listening.
Betting the Ponies on the Bet Rivers Network. We'll see.
Thanks for listening to Betting the Ponies on the Bet Rivers Network.